This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 9 verses 23 to 25. The cross is more than just a ritualistic observance. The approach we take is not one that is casual, but of obedience to his command and will. It requires a commitment to Jesus. We come to God based on what he has to tell us and not on our terms. Today, the sad reality is that many people take it for granted the Lord's sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Jesus makes it clear that there is a cross before the crown, a sacrifice before the blessing. Jesus is beckoning us to follow him. In the Bible portion we just read, it says, "Let him deny himself," meaning to affirm that one has no acquaintance or connection with someone. To be of the same mindset of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8 we read, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Do not think of satisfying your own fleshly or worldly desires. Romans chapter 13 verse 14 we read, "Rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Christ lives in me and I am dead to the world. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Secondly, we need to take up. Taking up the cross daily is not just the difficulties of life, but to give up everything, even our very life. It means to follow Christ, forsaking all else, dying to ourselves. Jesus did not die just to make this life easy for us or prosperous. He calls us to follow him in every way, even his sufferings. This is why Jesus demands that we deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow him. Here is a classic statement of the blessing of having denied oneself for Christ, from The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. "O Lord, thou knowest what is the better way. Let this or that be done as thou shalt please. Give what you willed, and how much you willed, and when you willed. Do with me as thou knowest, and as best pleases thee, and is most for thy honor. Set me where thou wilt, and deal with me in all things just as thou wilt. When could it be ill with me when thou wert present? I had rather be poor for thee than rich without thee. I rather choose to be a pilgrim on earth with thee than without thee to possess heaven. Where thou art, there is heaven, and where thou art not, there is death and hell." Let us follow Christ and please him daily.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.